From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sebastian Martinez. State higher education funding per student has dropped more than 26% in Missouri and increased almost 50% in Illinois over the past 5 years. That's according to data compiled by the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association. Camille Phillips reports.
The stark contrast between the states is in part due to an almost 29% variance in enrollment trends. Missouri enrollment has gone up, while Illinois enrollment has gone down. But Illinois Higher Education Director James Applegate says his state has also drastically increased its higher education funding in order to pay pension shortfalls.
When you extract the pension funding from the Illinois report, what you see is we are in the bottom half of the country in terms of state support for our universities and community colleges.
Applegate says that if higher education receives the 31% budget cut proposed by Governor Rauner, then Illinois would be ranked 6th from the bottom in state support. I'm Camille Phillips.
The scheduled execution of a Black Death Row inmate is drawing an outcry from activists. Advocates for Andre Cole argue he was unfairly sentenced because African Americans were excluded from the jury for his St. Louis County trial. Cole was convicted of killing a man in 1998 in a fit of anger over child support payments. Members of the NAACP, the American Civil Liberties Union, and Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty called on Governor Jay Nixon to stop the execution. An all-white jury convicted Cole after prosecutors removed three Black potential jurors from the pool of candidates. The avian flu outbreak that quarantined a major mid-Missouri turkey farm until last week has been traced back to a chicken farm in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced today that the case marks the first case of the highly pathogenic H5N2 strain in a U.S. commercial chicken farm and the disease's first appearance in Wisconsin. Authorities stress there is no risk to public health or the food supply. The USDA says tests confirmed that a flock of about 200,000 chickens in Jefferson County in southeastern Wisconsin has been infected. The outbreak shut down a turkey farm in Montague County and another in Jasper County that between them housed more than 50,000 birds. Columbia residents gathered to shave their heads in support of pediatric cancer research through a fundraiser held by the University of Missouri Medical School. MU medical students organized the event in partnership with the St. Baldrick's Foundation to raise money to help fund pediatric cancer research grants. 45 people agreed to shave their heads as a demonstration of support for children who have undergone treatment for cancer. Zoe Wagner is 16 years old. Last year, she was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, but went into remission 4 months later. She says large community support for cancer research is an encouraging step toward finding a cure.
When I see things like this, it gives me hope that, you know, maybe it's coming to light a little more and people are really taking initiative in finding a cure.
Event officials said they raised about $28,000. In the 5 years that MU medical students have held the event, they have raised over $170,000 for St. Baldrick's Foundation. I'm Sebastián Martínez, KBI News, Columbia.